immediate aid reaches quake victims in Yogyakarta. A ministry in Jakarta, Indonesia, pursues the Global Day of Prayer and clean water issues, and a Christian satellite ministry marks a decade in ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hospitals and clinics in Java's quake zone in Indonesia remain overwhelmed with patients and homeless a week after the disaster. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer.
Our focus is on clinics at this moment, and together with us are transporting a field hospital which should be in operation today. As you know, the existing hospitals are unable to carry the load of patients.
Kramer adds they'll eventually phase into a livelihood approach. Their partnership is laying the groundwork for longer-term ministry. However,
what this church is doing is far beyond its carrying capacity, setting up a field hospital, and the volunteers come for free. But there's a lot of cost connected with it.
In the meantime, their church partner needs all the help they can get.
There are groups who work with the local villages in order to provide the immediate needs. They really need financial help and prayer help.
Next, Christian relief organizations are beginning to flood Java, Indonesia with aid. However, one need was going unmet, and Mission Aviation Fellowship, which has extensive work in Indonesia, is helping, but not the way you might think. MAS David Bachman.
As we looked at the situation, it became aware that they did not need our aircraft, and the communications needs weren't needed there either. So we ended up deploying some of our students that were in language study to go serve as translators to help foreign medical personnel.
They're sharing their faith as they translate with and without words. In the meantime, Bachman says,
our hearts are heavy for those that have experienced loss, and we're praying that God would use this in a real powerful way, that his comfort would be very clearly felt.
MAF continues their work throughout Indonesia. Funding is needed to help them reach those who have yet heard the name Jesus. You're listening to Mission Network News. This Sunday, millions will gather worldwide for the Global Day of Prayer. In Indonesia alone, the event will occur in over 100 places simultaneously. Living Water International's Dennis Anderson is on a team in Jakarta.
We're trying to open up works in Southeast Asia and East Asia. We're privileged to be in Indonesia at the same time as the Global Day of Prayer, which we're told is going to involve some 500 million intercessors across the world.
Living Water's goal is to identify needs and begin projects to provide safe drinking water. Working through national partners, Anderson says it's about more than water.
They have a campaign to try to help the poor, but as we see it and they see it, by helping the poor, opening a door to introduce the gospel and church planting movements.
Go to our website for information on the Global Day of Prayer. And Sat-7 has just marked its 10th year of outreach to the Middle East and North Africa. Sat-7's Terry Ascott says they celebrated in Lebanon Wednesday with a live two-hour broadcast that reached audiences throughout the region. When they made their debut a decade ago, there were lots of naysayers.
There were a lot of people that said we would get jammed, that we'd never get Christians to go in front of a camera because of fear of retribution. People said that the service would be jammed, talked about the fact that there were no music videos available, no programs, no dubbed programs, no original programs that we could draw on.
With a decade behind them, Sat-7 is looking ahead.
One of our immediate goals is to try and develop a critical mass of programming in Turkish for the Turkish-speaking areas of the Middle East, and Farsi for Iran and Afghanistan, where it's understood quite well. We've also got a vision to have a children's channel.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we featured on our broadcast today or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where you can also find short-term mission trip opportunities and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.